Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Antonio Brown holds no prisoners, does he?
No, he just tweeted out, Ben Roethlisberger's still mad that Ben Roethlisberger's sister did something to Antonio Brown at the 2011 Pro Bowl. She's a good girl.
She pleasured him.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
AB.
You know, her dentist didn't say she couldn't.
Oh, no. No. I'm not touching that.
That's not what she said.
Here we go. This isn't me. Pull Robin to the office today. Sorry.
You know me. I go to the office 10 minutes later, you'd be wondering what you did.
You started it probably. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't have done it if you didn't make up these dumb rules. I wouldn't have broken the rules. You made them up. It's your fault.
Well, I mean, Joe had sent the list of... What, five players?
We're efforting Jonas Schaefer, folks, for those of you wondering where's Jonas. We're efforting him right now.
Five players are going to take up 58% of the cap hit next year?
$74.5 million, man.
For Lamar.
$74.5 million. Are we going to get a contract extension by him soon? Restructure this thing?
You're going to need one. That's the way
the whole band's going to break up if you don't.
Yeah, so as I'm looking at it, Jonas tweeted this out. Lamar Jackson, 74.5. That's almost 25%.
That's in 2026, right?
Is this 2026 roster? Yeah. Yep. So not this year, but next year.
Next year.
Yeah. So Lamar Jackson, $74.5 million. Nnamdi Matabike, 30.975. Roquan, 28.7. I got news for you. Roquan's probably going to have to restructure at some point, too, coming up, even though he just got that. Marlon Humphrey at 26.2. Kyle Hamilton at 18.6. And that takes up 58%. 41% is what he's saying. In 2025, these guys take up 41% of the cap hit. In 2026, it's 58%.
You got to get something done. If not, you know, you talk about championship window. Shoes. If I'm Lamar Jackson, Ed, I want to rework my contract. You know why?
Absolutely, because I want to ring.
Not only that, okay, that too. But if you rework my contract, that means you got to give me more money up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I put more money in the bank.
Must be the money.
Yep.
Sorry. You know, when you look at Lamar getting paid, and obviously it had to happen, and this is what they've said before, I think outside of Pat Mahomes, when you pay your quarterback, usually you end up struggling because now it's taking up a bulk of that cap space. Like when Russell Wilson got paid
to the Seahawks, yep.
The Legion of Boom was no more booming.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they were all gone. Richard Seymour, what was the safety? Brandon, I can't remember his name, but you had Earl Thomas there. And then, of course, the other corner, like, they're all gone. The whole defense changed. It was no longer the Legion of Boom because you had to pay your quarterback. And the Ravens now, like, again, you draft well. You paid your quarterback who you drafted.
Is that what Buffalo's going through right now?
I think so, and I think that's why Josh Allen got restructured. Billy Beane going on and going at station hosts. Going after radio station hosts for criticizing him for not drafting wide receivers or picking up anybody. And he's just like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. And then they just signed Elijah Moore.
I'm glad the front office people in Baltimore don't do that.
Yeah.
Go after the radio station people.
Well, they can go after their own radio station people. Stay over there. Not over here.
Why are you laughing at?
No reason.
Yeah, but
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I agree with you. Quarterbacks, if someone asked me to restructure my deal, it does one of two things. Well, it actually does two things. It not only gives me money up front, but it extends the time that I can be on this roster. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. Extend me. Tom Brady, everybody's like, Tom Brady's taking less money. Yeah, on the back end, on the front end, he's getting cash. He's getting cash, man. Cream.
Yeah, look, and it's all part of the game and how things work. You know, we always talk about fans are like, why can't you go get this guy? Why can't you get that guy? It's a salary cap. That's what makes this sport special is that, you know, you don't need to be the team. You don't need to be L.A. spending all that money to try to get into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. You can spend the same amount that everybody else can.
Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, Jonas Schaefer. Good morning to you, Jonas.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Doing well, man. We just talked about Lamar Jackson in 2026. His cap hit is going to be $74.5 million. Does that have anything to do with them not giving the fifth-year option to Linderbaum, not knowing their financial situation?
I guess you could say a little bit. I think you want, you know, a certain amount of cost certainty with how this is going to play out. And I think, you know, they are – it's not just Lamar that, you know, has a cap spike. Like Roquan goes up, Marlon goes up. We all obviously know that Kyle's going to go up. But I think, you know, once they had that second Pro Bowl honor hit for Tyler Linderbaum, that really pushed up his fifth-year option, I think that was always going to make it tough. You know, you don't want to give leverage over to the agent of Tyler Linderbaum as you're negotiating this, because if you say, hey, you know, in this corner of the world, we think you're worth $23 million, but then as we negotiate this contract, we're only going to, you know, give you $18 or $19 million. That's a little bit, you know, tough to swallow if you're the other side of the negotiating table. So I think Eric's savvy. I think he's smart. But I also do think that, yes, you know, because of where they are cap-wise and because of how they still have this urgent need to kind of smooth out this cap from Lamar, I think that definitely did play a factor.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Eric is very, very good at this. I think he's the best GM in the game right now. But because this is a financial decision and not a performance decision, it's still tough to swallow for Linderbaum, I'm sure. You see, he's a two-time, you know, Pro Bowler. Are we in danger of losing him? Because, you know, sometimes guys get their nose out of joint with things like this, and he's a very important part of that offense.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that we had more time after the draft to just kind of ask Eric about his plans for this offseason for the near future, because we are kind of heading to a point where, like, they are running out of money. They will run out of money to sign all the big name players that you know, Ravens fans really adore. Like, they've already got, you know, Roquan under contract. They've got Madubuike, Marlon, Lamar, obviously. But, you know, if you want to sign Kyle and Travis Jones, and maybe re-sign Marlon Humphrey. And, oh, by the way, you know, after next year, it'll be Zay Flowers who's up for an extension. They can always re-sign Rashad Bateman. And, it will come down to just which of these guys they see as absolute, you know, tentpole fundamental players that they have. I mean, it's pretty interesting if you compare just kind of their contract distribution, the Ravens, to the rest of the NFL. Like, they are becoming very polarized, by which I mean they are having a lot of, you know, very cheap young rookie contracts, and they're obviously now heading to a portion where they also have a lot of very high-end, you know, blue-chip contracts. And I don't want to call it like a stars and scrubs type roster build, because a lot of the guys that they have gotten on these roster contracts have been very good, but you don't see a lot of, you know, money for these mid-tier players, like, you know, perhaps a Patrick McCary, who's making, I don't know, like, you know, somewhere between the 20th to 40th most money at his position in the NFL. And so it's a good thing to have, to be able to have all these players that you want to pay a lot of money to, but at a certain point, even with how, you know, high the NFL salary cap escalates, it's going to be tough to keep everyone that you absolutely want.
Jones, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't think you can answer, but the Ravens, it looks like they had another successful draft. We'll see the players on the field. They drafted a kicker. When do you think we find out something about Tucker?
I wish I knew, man.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. as much as I'm looking forward to charting that competition in training camp, I don't know. You know, something could happen in 2 weeks' time. Something could happen, you know, in October, you know, just when we were doing the reporting on Justin Tucker and just looking at what the timetable could be. There were, you know, investigations by the NFL with far fewer parties that had to, you know, talk with investigators, and they took anywhere from like 6 to 9 months. And this is a whole, you know, much bigger deal with a lot more parties involved and a lot more serious allegations. So I would like to say that it would be done in an expeditious manner, and that we will know by the start of training camp whether Justin Tucker is on this roster. If, you know, they are indeed right and Stassi Brown is correct that they were going to let this investigation play out. But, man, this is a lot to get your kind of arms around.
There he is, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, tell folks I can follow you on social media.
Yeah, just Jonas_Schaefer, JONASSHAFFER, and then obviously all our work on BaltimoreBanner.com. We've got rookie mini camp coming up on Sunday.
You are the man. Thanks a lot, Jonas.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.